That. Well, our reporter Ashley Maloney is also in Mount Bolas, where mourners thronged the small village this morning ahead of Aisling's funeral. Clearly, Aisling, there were very many more people who wanted to be there to show their support to the Murphy family than could possibly be accounted for or accommodated in St Bridget's Church.
Indeed, Brian, and we saw that over the weekend with many vigils across the country, an outpouring of grief from many people, not just in Tullamore or Offaly, but all of Ireland and all over the world. There were a variety of vigils. Now, this morning I came into Mount Bolas. It's a small village, about 20 minutes drive from Tullamore town, just to give people who are not from the area an idea. And Aisling Murphy grew up about 5 minutes from here in a place called Blue Ball. And these are quiet country roads, and it's a tight-knit community here on the outskirts of Tullamore. It was a sunny morning with the blue sky. The community were out handling traffic in the small village. The empty fields nearby the church given over to parking for the large number of mourners who have come here to mark the life and death of Aisling Murphy. Guards here say there may have been as many as 2,000 people gathered to pay their respects here. Among the groups of people prominently stood her friends from the local GA club, Kilcormac Killahy. They wore their green and yellow jerseys, knitted hats, and many young women around Aisling's age wore their half-zip tops from the club. Aisling was an avid GA player and played camogie with the club and some of her teammates mourning here today, as well as the wider GA club's community. The Killahy Community Hall, right next door to the church, St Bridget's Church, was given over to the overflow from the funeral, where people could go to watch the live stream of the funeral mass. Again, it's a small village. St Bridget's Church is sitting at the focal point here as the crowds gathered shortly before 11 o'clock.
Today, Aisling, is a day very much of public sympathy and support, but the days ahead, the weeks ahead, will be very difficult for the Murphy family, but every indication that that community will continue to stand with the Murphys in support as they face those difficulties in the days ahead.
Absolutely, and obviously there was emotion, great emotion from many of the people here. Another group that came to here to support from far and wide, and some solace I'm sure will be taken from the family, as you say, for that. One group was her classmates from college who studied primary school teaching in Mary Immaculate College in Limerick, and they graduated with Aisling only 3 months ago. They too have gone off and to get their first jobs as qualified teachers and travelled from different corners of the country that they have dispersed to come here and pay their respects to Aisling. And the image of Aisling newly graduated was seen by many at the vigils across the country over the past few days, and that picture today was front and centre, and it was held in the hands of the little 7-year-olds from Durrow National School who had a guard of honour for Aisling's funeral cortege outside the church here. And the picture is said, fly bright in the sky, our guiding light. And they all, the children all also held a single red rose. The funeral cortege travelled from her family home, reaching here shortly after 11. The coffin was accompanied by a flower arrangement of bouquets and yellow flowers, which sounds for the GA club, Kilcormac Killahy. And many musicians here today. You could see the fiddle cases among the crowd and the banjo cases. And her sister Amy posted a tribute to Aisling on Facebook today, where she asked musicians who were attending to bring their instruments and play at the burial and in the cemetery around a mile from the church. So her musical life, her sporting life, her professional life reflected in the people who gathered outside the church here to mourn her.
Ashley Maloney in Mount Bolas, thank you very much for that.